this.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, this is Money Talks.
And we're back.
Money Talks. This is Money Talks, longest running, most respected money show on radio, and we're at that final segment, and I'm getting a little sad and teary-eyed here. This is Teddy Parrish. We got Troy Harmon, Jennifer Thomas, and Mark Bendinelli today, and we got a few more topics and a few more questions if we can get to them. We had a question regarding charitable donations, deductions, or a topic on charitable deductions, and
well, you know, everybody right now is trying to gather their information to give to their CPA. So we just want to make sure that you understand when it's related to the charitable deductions, what do you have to provide? For cash contributions, you must either have a bank record that supports the donation or a written receipt from the charity that shows the name of the receiving organization, the date, and the amount of the contribution. So
that can be a letter or an email, right, Jennifer?
Yes, it can be. It can be. But, you know, just so you know, if you go to church every week and you're throwing, you know, money in the plate every week, but you're not writing a check, you're not going to get to deduct that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you if you're going to give with a check, make sure you got a copy of the front and the back. But there are also some other limitations, too. If you're donating more than $250 to any organization in a single day, you must obtain written acknowledgement of the donation, which includes the name and address of the organization. In that case, your canceled check, copies of your canceled check wouldn't be sufficient for the IRS, right?
Right. But if you do it over time, so like if you, you know, using the example of going to church again, if you put, you know, wrote a check for $20 each week and put it in the plate. Mm-hmm. If it equals up to more than $250 over the year, it's that doesn't matter. It's just if you do over $250 in a single day.
Gotcha. Yeah. And also if you receive something for your donation, a lot of times folks will go to, a charity gala or golf big dinners, yeah, or golf tournaments. They have to state what the donation is worth, actually, the goods that you've been given. So you have to be careful in that manner as well. You can't, the whole thing is not a deduction.
It's the net giving.
Right.
After
right. And then for property donations, so like if you donate clothes or household items, you know, or furniture or anything that's a property donation, if it's less than $250, you need to have written records at the time of the items that you donated. So making a list, even taking pictures can be a good thing. If you're dropping items off at Goodwill or a local charitable organization, then you can often get a receipt for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drive through over off Goodwill over off of 41, Troy.
Right.
It's pretty,
yeah,
pretty neat. But grab it
Why
out
are
of the
talking
bag,
to me about
give
that?
You a receipt because
he's got $20
okay,
in
so
his
I
pocket.
Have a reputation of going to the Goodwill store.
Oh,
so what?
That's in our neck of the woods.
Are you popping tags?
He's popping tags. He's got $20 in his pocket.
I'm an addict. My name is Troy, and I'm a tag popping addict. I just like a good value. It fits with my job. What can I say?
Yeah, that's right. Deep value.
Anyway, there are also some other situations that you need to be mindful of. Like if you give $500 to $5,000, you need additional information as to how the property was received and mm-hmm. maybe even your cost basis, unless, of course, that cost basis is on a stock,
yeah,
or securities. I guess you could give bonds, too. But these are all items that you can make as charitable donations.
Yeah, and then cars, boats, and airplanes have a whole different set of rules.
Darn it.
So I know, Teddy, I know you Darn donated it. Your airplane, but yeah, I bet you did not pay attention to this.
1937
Cessna. Yeah. But you can deduct the smaller of the gross proceeds from the sale of the vehicle by the organization or the vehicle's fair market value on the date of the contribution. So if the vehicle's fair market value was more than your cost basis, then you may have to reduce the fair market value to figure out the deductible amount.
Got it. For fair market value on like an illiquid asset like that, how do you determine it for a plane, a boat? A car, you use Kelley Blue Book values?
Yeah, you could imagine. Use that. I mean, I don't know if there's an equivalent for your plane.
Some items you have to get appraised, so it might be a case like that.
But, you know, if you're thinking about doing that, I would talk with your CPA who can give you, you know, more guidance on that if you have a plane that you're planning to donate. So.
Does an airplane bed count? I think I've seen some of those at Goodwill. No?
I don't think so.
Yep.
All right.
And
well, that's good information.
Sure.
You know, I got to get it's too late for 2013, so
Right. You know, and another thing that...
We'll stop here for a quick break. Go get a cup of Joe, and we'll see you after the break on the other side, as they say. This is Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.